You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I don't know how many messages have you gotten from, well, everyone about what they're doing. I got a nice email from the On company about their, well, I mean, their factory work, their stuff in China, their, you know, what they're doing about being outside and being healthy, but being responsible about it. I mean, you're getting emails from corporations, companies large and small, messaging, you know, your bank. I'm sure you're hearing from just about everybody. Kyle May joins us. It is an incredibly hard time right now, and will be for the foreseeable future for small business owners. Not that it's not hard for everyone. I mean, it's hard for everyone.
Yeah. You know, it's bad whenever you aren't wearing your St. Patrick's Day stuff.
Yeah, I'm not. I forgot that it was St. Patrick's Day. It's also Election Day, which is hard for me to believe as well. You know, right now, small business owners are facing really tough decisions. I got an email from the Brass Horn and the Brass Horn 2. They're going to be limiting their hours, and they're going to be like appointment only. Basically, they'll, you know, if you're in a pinch, you got to have something, you know, they're going to take care of you. In some ways, you have some flexibility as a small business owner. I mean, you're not worried about 900 employees and sending people, you know, to homes and shifts and all of that. But you don't necessarily have the financial resources those large companies do either. How tough is it right now?
Yeah, it's and definitely a lot different than it was even late last week. So things have changed pretty fast. Yeah, trying to figure out to do the right thing. Luckily, you know, staying active, getting outside for a run and riding and stuff is still fine. And
it's actually some of
everything.
It's some of the best advice that we can give because, you know, being at home doesn't mean you have to stay in your house, meaning you can go out in responsible ways, like going to a bike trail, you know, going for a walk, going for a run, as long as you're not congregating in, you know, in large numbers of people. That's a relatively safe way and also very good for your mental health.
Yep. So although the weather hasn't been cooperating, looks a little bit better this week, a little rain in the forecast, but
we'll be okay
get through that.
Get out and even if it's just a brisk walk, it's going to do your mental health some good.
And then our stores, we never have a lot of people. We move some stuff around in the fit area at Fleet Feet, so there's a good window or a good bubble of space between people. We have hand sanitizer wipes, and we were able to score some of that stuff before it all went crazy. And then we are doing appointment only at the bike shop, so we can do appointments. If we want to make sure that somebody wants one-on-one time or something like that. So,
or if they want to get on their bike and they need a tire or they need something, you know, you can make sure they can do it.
Yeah, and we're, you know, not shaking hands and stuff
like
we used to.
No, clearly.
Giving people a little gap and, you know, put your bike in the stand and we can wipe it down and look it over later and let you know. So, yeah, definitely we're...
I was walking out to my car this morning, right? And when you do a show this early, you're always out. You know, when most people aren't out, it's dark. Yeah. But I walked past the bike in the garage and I thought, you know what, this afternoon, I'm doing this. I'm going to get off of social media and get off of the, you know, it'll all be there when I get back. And I'm going to go out for a couple hours and I'm just going to clear my head. And I can't tell you there was sort of a peace and contentment sort of feeling in that moment. It wasn't sort of like, oh boy, I dread. It was like, nope, when I get home, this is what I'm going to do.
You got a little bit more time for it too.
No, not really.
Oh,
we're working harder and longer hours than ever before.
All my kids' stuff is canceled and everything, and school out, and so.
Yeah, well, but school's out, but they're doing school from home, and Lindsay's got a whole regiment set up for our guy, and trying to treat this new normal as you can.
Yeah.
I know there. Have you heard from the Chamber of Commerce? I know they put out some stuff yesterday about small business loans. I mean, I don't know as a small business owner what you're looking at or what the government's going to offer. I don't know, you know, if we're to that point yet. It seems like there are some resources being freed up.
Yeah. I don't know all the specifics. There were some forms that I was able to fill out, but I don't know how long until that stuff kicks in. My friends at the bank, you know, they're looking at some SBA stuff maybe coming down the road to help us get through and stuff. yeah, some things. We were just getting ready to start our busy season, so I was... don't exactly have a lot in reserve, so it'll be a little interesting, but we should be able to get through and try to do what we can for our employees and everything too.
So. All right, so you're gonna first of all, folks, same thing. I mean, you can spend money at these stores right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, one of the great things that we talked about early on, and you're right. I mean, everything sort of to tip. We had a company conference call from our leadership point of view from all of our markets on Wednesday of last week.
Yep.
And I think some people after that call thought, well, that seemed a little over the top, or that seemed a little, you know, by Thursday, you know, you get NBA, you get, you know, Tom Hanks, you get, you know, it starts to roll, right? Yeah. So, I mean, we're not even a full week out of that, and life has changed for everybody. Yep. But you can still do this. You can go to, I'm assuming I can go to fleetfeet.decaturil.com and buy a gift card.
Yeah. You can go to Fleet Feet's website and buy stuff and have it delivered. We get them.
So if I want, okay, I'm sitting at home right now, and I've got now more home time than I've had in a long time. And I say, okay, you know what? I want a pair of tennis shoes. I want a good pair of shoes so I can go out and I can walk. I can clear my head. I can go out and get some of this stuff. I can go and have them delivered and not even go to the store.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
Well, the best way is to call us, and okay. we can set it up and do it over the phone, and we can mail it to you, or we're going to like try to do 24, 48-hour deliveries and make runs to people's houses if they're in the area.
429-7746?
Bike shop. 217-330-9904 is Fleet Feet.
Okay. So I can literally today, what's your business hours, or when will somebody be answering that phone? 10 to 6.
Yep.
So at 10 o'clock today, I can say, hey, I heard Kyle this morning. I want a pair of shoes. I want to be able to go out and do this.
And check this out. If we have your scans in the system, we can pull them up and look it over with you and make recommendations off of that.
On the phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what people, and Nick, this is the great thing about
small
local businesses. They can literally stop on a dime and do business a different way.
And then Fleet Feet Corporate's trying to help us with the way to do the curbside pickup and facilitate that. So, like, if you wanted to buy it over the phone and swing through and grab it, we could do that. Local delivery, we'll do that. I'd rather not mail it if we didn't have to. That's kind of a waste.
Well, it'd be easier and quicker just to drop it off.
Yeah.
Drop it on the porch.
Yeah. So same thing with bike stuff. So I'll run to somebody's house and pick up their bike if they want to do that. So we can make it work.
Okay.
We can do this. It's going to be a little different, but we'll make it through.
SpinCity.co, FleetFeedDecaturIL.com, and the phone numbers as well. Just give them a call. They'll work with you to get whatever you need. I'm telling you right now, that bike might be something that you will find to be incredibly helpful to you right now in life. And if you
I'm looking, it's going to be decent this afternoon. I'm looking forward to getting out for a ride.
So. Are you going
to
get out for a ride?
Yeah, I need one. Mid-50s, very little wind. So, yeah, I think that'll be nice to get some fresh air and keep my social distance.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can definitely do that on the bike pass out in the country. From what traffic's down, so like going for a bike ride's a lot nicer than it was last week.
Or less vehicles to deal with, that is for sure.
So,
all right, I gotta
make it through.
One last break. We'll come back. Kyle May, Ride and Run, FleetFeedDecaturIL.com, SpinCity.co. You can continue to support your local businesses. You're gonna have to do it in a little different way than we're used to for a while. Here's Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast.
Today's going to be cloudy and then sunny with a high of 52. And tonight there's a slight chance of showers, increasing clouds with a low of 39. For your Wednesday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, high of 58. And Thursday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm and a high of 68. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 40 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:55. And this look at your weather is brought to you by SkyWest Airlines.
Skip the hassle and fly from Decatur to Chicago today. With the new United Express flights, Decatur travelers can conveniently connect to United's global network aboard the quick, comfortable jet aircraft. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your new United Airlines service to Chicago, now operating out of Decatur. Tickets are on sale now for flights between Decatur and Chicago and beyond. Book today at united.com. Flights operated by SkyWest Airlines.
Hi, I'm Lois Durbin, your current Macon County Circuit Clerk. I'm endorsing Sherry Doty to take my place when I retire this year. The Circuit Clerk must have a depth of experience and knowledge to be effective, as the office works with a wide variety of people in complex situations. Sherry is the only candidate qualified to be our next Circuit Clerk. She diligently works with the citizens of Macon County, going the extra mile, working many hours to make sure the office continues to run smoothly.
Hi, I'm Sherry Doty. I have been so blessed to be able to serve the people of Macon County in the Circuit Clerk's office for the last 35 years. I've supervised every department within the office and currently serve as Chief Deputy. I have built solid relationships within our departments that allow me to lead effectively.
The choice couldn't be more clear. Please join me in supporting Sherry Doty for Macon County Circuit Clerk. She has the leadership skills necessary to continue to move our office forward and is the only candidate with the knowledge and relationships required to run the office effectively.
Paid for by friends of Sherry Doty.
Hello, my name is Philip Tibbs, and I am running as a Republican for Macon County State's Attorney. Law enforcement needs an effective partner heading up the state's attorney's office to prosecute offenders in a serious and aggressive manner, but also to show compassion when required. I have established a reputation for being tough, determined, and open-minded. There's a need for a state's attorney who possesses creative thinking and firm solutions to ordinary and unique cases. I am that person. Please poll a Republican ballot on March 17th and vote Philip Tibbs for Macon County State's Attorney.
Paid for by friends of Philip Tibbs.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
FleetFeetDecaturIL.com, SpinCity.co, give them a call. You can order some shoes right on the phone. They'll walk you through it. They'll bring it by your house, drop it off. You got a bike you need fixed or prepped for getting out, this may be the best advice you'll get. I mean this. Maybe you haven't even been on a bike in a long time. Getting out for a couple of hours, just getting some nature, getting some sunlight, getting some fresh air when everybody is cooped up at home could be a lifesaver mentally for you and physically. And the better you are, the healthier you are, the better you are to battle all of this.
Yeah, at least we
can. Now's not the time to sit at home and just do a bunch of junk food.
Yeah. Now, you know, we did cancel our training programs and our fun runs and all the other events and stuff like that. And I don't know about refunds and things like that. These directors and all these places, we're going to try to make it right. We're going to try to offset next year's event or do some stuff like that.
Everybody's going to do the best they can do to get through this. And everybody's just going to have a little patience with that and then not be selfish, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the key message.
And then we're working on some hashtag challenges. So, like, we did a FF Decatur fun run hashtag for, like, our Monday night fun run. So, if you post a picture of yourself running with the hashtag, we'll work on doing some gift cards with that. So, we're going to try to keep people active socially. We might do some live events about new product launches or do some things like that. I've seen fitness classes done on Facebook Live and things like that. We'll figure some stuff out.
You keep us posted, and we'll keep everyone else posted. Meanwhile, you can follow them on Facebook or Instagram. Listen, I know I don't mean to – when I say that we have to all just kind of work together to get through this, it doesn't mean that we take it lightly. We know what small businesses are going through. I'm just encouraging everyone out there. Amazon will be fine on the other side of this. It's the small business owners in our community that constantly give back, that are constantly there in a time of need. We got to step up now and support these folks. But I can honestly tell you, you're going to be better off if you do that with Fleet Feet and Spin City, because literally getting outside and getting some fresh air may be the most healthy thing you can do right now. It will make you feel better, I promise. Kyle, we'll see you next week. We're going to get through this. Kyle May.
Thanks, man.
FleetFeetDecaturIL.com, SpinCity.co. Those are the two websites. You can follow them on Facebook and Instagram.